Good morning, everyone. Now, before I start, I've got a couple of questions, so we're going to make this a bit interactive. Now, if I knew about an opportunity where you guys could love some people in need in Jesus' name, would you like to know? You're allowed to say no if you don't want to know. It's fine. I'll hop back down, but if it's a yes, I'll keep going. Some would? Cool, that's good. All right, now, another question. If you have kids or grown-up kids or grandkids, do you see them enough? Yes, yes, you're allowed to say yes, that's fine. You too? I figured that could come from you, that's fine. But for the people who feel like they don't see their kids or grandkids enough, or if you've got a spare room, there's an opportunity that Holly and I have taken up for the past few years in doing foster care. And it's something that we really appreciate, and it's something that as we went into prayerfully with our kids' development in mind as well, but also saw it as an opportunity to love some kids in need in Jesus' name. And it's just something that I wanted to share with you guys this morning, just because it's been a really great opportunity for us to care for kids who are in need. And I mean, like, there's lots of different circumstances where you can put your hand up, and it's not always really troubled kids that are going to tear your house apart, though that does happen sometimes. And it's not always really easy ones. It's not always kids with super high needs. It's like there's a lot of situations where kids just need a spot for one night. And we were chatting with the agency that we work with recently, and all that's left in East Gippsland with Uniting Care, who we work with, is us and one other house. And in the valley, Uniting Care doesn't have anybody. So foster carers are kind of dropping off the list a little bit. I'm not sure what the reason is, whether people get tired or, you know, different things happen or people moving away. But there are a few different agencies, but there is a lot of need. And just this weekend alone, Holly and I got requests for three separate placements. One of those placements was filled in the 15 minutes after we got the request. I was parenting while Holly was at work a fair bit this weekend, so there was a couple of placements that didn't work for us. But I just wanted to let you guys know about the opportunity, because it is a really fantastic chance to show a little life what it looks like to, even short term or even for one night, just to have a little bit of love and to be someone that stands in the gap of this little life somewhere. I've had opportunities where I've picked up a 6-month-old kid from a house and had him for the night while his primary carer needed a break, and then dropped him back the next morning. So there's all sorts of situations. Sometimes the kids have been removed by the police that day. Sometimes it's just a carer who just needs a break and just needs one or two nights, and then that refreshes them enough to keep going with their long-term care. So it would be good as a church if we could, with the needs that we've heard of from Uniting Care, if we could pray about those needs being filled. If you feel like it's something that that anyone might be able to do, like, I would encourage you to come have a chat to me or to Holly. Because it is a really fantastic opportunity. And with Uniting Care especially, we've found them to be great. And we've also, they shared with us plenty of situations where it's not, because we're fairly open to whatever situation. So whether it's kids that have been removed by police that day, or whether it's long-term kids or whatever, we're sort of happy to have anyone that fits with our kids. But there's also plenty of situations where one of the stories that they told us was, there is a single older lady who she says yes to one child, and that one child who is in long-term care comes and stays with her for one weekend a month. Every month he comes and stays, and she basically has a grandmotherly role with that one child. And the agency knows that she will say no to any other request for placement, but she will look after this one child one weekend a month, which gives that child's long-term carer one weekend a month to have a little bit of a breather. So if there's any, if you were to think and pray and find if there was any room in what you guys do, that you could sort of fill a gap for a child or for the agency who's looking after these people, that would be great. So thanks very much. Are there any kids here this morning? No? Some? Come on down. All right. Hey, hey. How you guys doing? Good?
That's good.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, Damon. Hey, Leo.
You got a cuddle for me?
Oh, he's going to sit down. Good boy.
Okay. Good listening. All right, how are you guys? Good? That's good. Now, I have a question before we start. Are you ready? Are you sure? All right. What is your favorite food? Go.
I have multiples.
Just pick one.
Lollies.
Lollies. What's your favourite food, Trey?
Vitamin time.
Yeah. That one.
Greek food.
Greek food. Pick the hole. Well, on the spot, a little bit of pressure. What about you?
Pizza.
Pizza. Leo, what do you got?
Mummy juice.
Milk juice. Good boy. All right. Have you thought of one yet? What do we got? Nah, too much pressure? That's all right. I like food out of the pressure cooker too. All right. Now, how would you feel? Oh, Damon, Damon. What's Damon's favourite food? Damon likes fish and bread. Good boy. Yeah. All right. Now, what would you do? How would you feel if you had a bar? Oh, Trent, sitting down, buddy. Yeah, Mummy says hello. Good boy. All right, you ready? How would you feel if you had a basket of your favourite food that never ran out? Never went bad. A basket of pickles. Never. Oh, how much do you like pickles now? A lolly, so many lollies. Oh my goodness. And Leo's got milk that never runs out. Are we good? All right. And pizza, so much pizza. Oh mate, you might regret it. Okay, all right. Yeah, Damien really wanted a basket of fish and bread that never ran out. I heard him. He was all over that. He knew what I was going to talk about. He can't eat it. Ah, you'll get there. Just baby food. Oh, okay. All right, I've got to find my bookmark. There we go, just a sec. Oh, well, that was a different bookmark. What have I done? Just give me a sec. Oh, I think I might have found it. Oh. Another page. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Is everyone else ready? Okay. Let's look at this story together. Now, this is something that happened with Jesus and his friends that he used to travel around with. And this was a time that especially made Jesus' friends feel a bit like, what are we going to do? Are you ready? Okay. There were once 5,000 tired and hungry and probably very grumpy, hangry people sitting on a hillside wanting their dinner. They'd come to hear Jesus that day. They came before breakfast, stayed all morning, all afternoon, and way past dinner. No one had meant to be out there that long, but that's how it was, listening to Jesus as if time didn't exist. People could listen to Jesus for hours, and on this particular day, that's just what they did. But they hadn't brought enough food. And they couldn't just go and buy themselves a burger and fries to go because, of course, they were in the middle of nowhere and nowhere with shops or restaurants. Besides that kind of food, it wasn't invented yet. What would they do? Jesus' friends had an idea. Let's send everyone home for dinner. Good idea, Jesus' friends. Good idea. Oh, Damon's about to get very hungry.
They don't need to go, Jesus said. You can give them something to eat. Did Jesus want them to travel all the way to town and buy food for everyone? Jesus' friends panicked. But we don't have enough money. What food do you have? Jesus asked. Go and see. Now there was a little boy in the crowd. He had brought a lunch that his mother had made him that morning. He looked at his 5 loaves and 2 fish. It wasn't much, not nearly enough for 5,000, but it was all he had. Look at Damon, licking his lips. All right. I have some, he said. Jesus' friends laughed when they saw his little lunch. That's not nearly enough, they said. But they were wrong. Jesus knew it didn't matter how much the little boy had. God would make it enough, more than enough. Jesus said, bring me what you have. And so the little boy gave Jesus his lunch. Jesus winked at the little boy and whispered in his ear, watch this. Are you ready? How in the world would Jesus feed everyone with just that? Jesus' friend said, because they thought it was impossible. But Jesus knew the one who made all the fish in the oceans, and Jesus knew the one who in the very beginning had made everything out of nothing at all. How hard would something like this be for someone like that?
How hard do you think it would be? Boy, Trent? Trey? Hey, hop him down. Get him down. Good boy. Well done. Good listening. Alright. Should we keep going?
Jesus took the little boy's lunch, looked up to heaven, and thanked his father. Then Jesus gave the little lunch back to his friends. As Jesus' friends started to hand out the food, do you know what? It was the strangest thing. No matter how much they broke off, there was always more and more and more. Enough for 5,000. Everyone ate as much as they wanted. Second helpings, third helpings, and even fourths. Until they were full. And still there were leftovers. More bread and fish after that. I'm done with bread and fish for a while. Onto the Greek food. And still there were leftovers. Well, Jesus did many miracles like this. Things people thought couldn't happen. They weren't natural, but it was the most natural thing in the world. It was what God had been doing from the beginning, of course, taking the nothing and making it everything, taking the emptiness and filling it up, taking the darkness and making it light. In the town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
We are tempted and God, and we are royal princesses.
Royal princesses? Yeah. Absolutely. Sisters. That's right. Sisters and brothers. All sisters and brothers together.
And
that's right. So what do you think we can learn from that story of what Jesus did with his friends and that big crowd? Yeah, we can believe in him. Do you think we can trust Jesus for the things that we need in our life? Do you think that there's anything in our life that's too big or too hard for Jesus? I don't think so either. All right, I think that's a good thing to take away. All right, thanks for coming down. Should we pray together? Let's do it. All right, so put our hands together so I don't go crawling around. Close our eyes so we don't get distracted. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for these kids. I want to thank you for all the things that they're learning as they're growing. And I pray that, Lord, every day as they grow, that they would know how much you love them, that you want them in your family, and that you sent Jesus to make a way for them to come back. And I want to pray that you bless them as they grow, that they would know more and more of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming down.